So when did you develop a love of fashion?
Well, my mother had a clothing store when I was growing up. And so I've sort of always been around it. And she used to go into New York and do buying trips, and sometimes I would come with her. And I just have always liked fashion, both men's and women's, of course, men's for myself. And just, you know, I love working with women because I like having them, help them to discover themselves. And that's just so rewarding to me. And you can see it within the first 15 minutes that we work together when she puts something on and looks in the mirror and just her whole face changes. I find that exciting. I love that because it's like, oh yeah, there's that girl. There's that 25-year-old girl who used to run around the city single with her friends and be out and have fun and then sort of take that and then sort of tailor it to the life that she currently is living. So it's just really a lot of fun.
A lot of people in life are only good at, like, that one thing. They can't really they don't have that multifaceted talent. People that are good in fashion may not want to get on, you know, radio or television or whatever, but you seem to have this really intuitive ability to interview people, and you're super friendly on camera. How does that all work for you? How did you develop those skills?
You know, I was a performer, so I was a singer. I mean, I still sing, and an actor and a dancer, and I pursued it and have done some fun things through the years. But I also had a career in fashion. I worked at Ralph Lauren for 12 years. I was the vice president of Tommy Hilfiger, and currently I consult with companies like Donna Karan and Uniqlo and Julia Jordan and Lisset and different companies. So I think for me, what it is that I come to it from a performance background, but I also come to it from a fashion background, and you mix the two together, and I think that's the quality on air of what you're talking about. I also, you know, it's funny, after I left the corporate world and I was on my own and styling people, I just decided that I still loved performing, and I had read a book by Danielle Laporte called The Firestarter Sessions, and she talks about how to take momentum in your life and turn it into the life that you want. And just take a look at, like, what have you been doing for the last 20 years? Like, how do you spend your time? Like, what do you do? What do you love to do? Because most people discard that, you know? The things that they're really good at and the things that they do, they don't really give value to it. And so I realized I love to perform and I love fashion and I love making people feel good. So this is just a marriage of, like, my two favorite things in life, and there you go.